over the last few years, really started 2020, I've developed this passion and interest for running. So because of that, I wanted to kind of step in, fill this role, and help the kids become better runners.
Did you get into it? You said 2020. Was it COVID-related?
Mostly, yeah. So the funny thing is, I won a pair of running shoes from Lee's Clothing. They have the raffle every year. Jill's my mother-in-law, so okay. There were some people who thought maybe it was rigged. But I won the pair of running shoes, so I said, I guess I better go for a run. And that kind of is what started me on the journey. And then on top of that, it was the spring of 2020 when the gym shut down, so I couldn't go to the gym to work out. Basically, my only option was running. Yeah. Hmm.
So you have this new love of running, and you're sharing it with all these kids in cross country.
Yes. Yeah. And it's been pretty rewarding so far.
Did you get any advice from outgoing coach Tommy Thompson?
Yeah. We've talked a lot. I would like to talk to him more, but it just seems like the day-to-day goes by quickly, and I don't get a chance to talk to him as much as I would. But yes, he has helped me out. There's been some times where I felt pretty stressed out and worried, and I reached out to Tommy, and he kind of soothed me and made me feel a little bit better. And so that's been very helpful. Also, the kids tell me about workouts they've done in the past, and I incorporate those. So
so they're coaching you a little bit while you coach them?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so let's talk about Kluwak. Your first race was in Kluwak last weekend. Do you want to tell me how it went?
It went really well. I couldn't have been happier, frankly, with how all of the kids ran. I'll mention a few things. The boys, every single one of our boy runners PR'd in Kluwak.
And that several, means?
That means that was their personal record, their personal best, okay. The fastest they've ever ran.
Wow.
Yeah, and several of them PR'd by minutes. And I'll shout out Alex Holmgren. He had a great race. He PR'd by almost 35 seconds. And he's one of our veteran runners returning from last year. So he had a really good race. All the boys really did well. We finished third in that, which is a pretty respectful showing. And we didn't have two of our top runners. So this upcoming weekend is looking even better. And our girls did tremendous. Maria Toth and Kinley Lister had incredible races. Maria Toth won the whole thing. She was the first place finisher by a long shot. So Maria and Kinley were first and second. Maria was ahead of Kinley by a minute, and Kinley was ahead of the third place finisher by a minute.
Wow.
So those two girls were far and away the fastest girls there.
Oh, that's and, really fun.
And Gabby Whitaker was our third runner there, and she had a really good race too. She's improving. She's been improving steadily. So overall, the race on Saturday went really well. And like I said, as a coach, I couldn't be happier. And, you know, it's all just a result of all the work that they've put in. They've been working so hard since August 2nd. That was day one. And it was just really cool to see all of their hard work pan out for them.
Yeah.
And for them to have success. Yeah.
It sounds like they've been improving.
Yeah.
Enormously.
Enormously. Yeah. Especially, you know, we got a lot of new runners, particularly on the boys team. And, I mean, they've just been improving by leaps and bounds every week, it seems like. And that's really great to see.
Yeah. So this was your first official race
Yes. As
a coach.
Mm-hmm.
How did it feel to watch your runners in the race?
It felt great to watch them, especially to see them cross the finish line with pride. Overall, the day went by really quickly, and it was kind of hectic and chaotic, making sure that I was in the right spot at the right times. Being where the boys needed me to be, and then going and getting the girls warmed up and making sure they were ready to run. And it was kind of a whirlwind, honestly, which I didn't really expect. I didn't know what to expect because it was my first race. But so to answer your question, I mean, it was incredible to see the kids run. Big learning experience for me as far as how those days are going to go and what I need to do as a coach.